A false alarm earlier this month is prompting emergency rescue workers in Ketchikan to encourage aviators to inspect, maintain, and possibly replace their older emergency locator transmitter units. KRBD's Maria Dudzak reports.
In the early morning hours of September 2nd, the Ketchikan Volunteer Rescue Squad responded to a call from the U.S. Coast Guard Sector Juneau, the Rescue Coordination Center for Alaska. The Coast Guard reported that flight service in Ketchikan was hearing a signal just south of the Ketchikan Airport from an emergency locator transmitter, or ELT. Jerry Kiefer, incident commander of the Ketchikan Volunteer Rescue Squad, says a team responded to the call at about 3 o'clock Thursday morning.
The signal was really, really weak. I believe it may have been going off for quite some time. So it took a bit more time. I think we were 3 or 4 hours into actually tracking the signal down and located it on an aircraft that was over at the airport, on the ramp there at the airport. There was no emergency. It was just part of the problem of ELTs and the accidental activation or failure of the unit that would cause them to activate.
Kiefer says the owners of the aircraft were contacted and the signal turned off. He says the aircraft had a 121.5 ELT. 121.5 is the frequency at which the ELT transmits. Kiefer says accidental activations and failures of that type of device are common. He says false alarms can be generated not only by ELTs, but other devices that transmit at the same frequency.
There are some fax machines, sometimes home audio systems will, you know, in combination with other signals within the home, will produce a 121.5 signal. That's not unheard of either. The failure rate for ELTs on 121.5 is pretty high.
Kiefer says the combination of signals from different devices can create false emergency alerts, leading to unnecessary search and rescue efforts. He says this, in part, led to the decision by the Coast Guard in 2009 to discontinue routine satellite monitoring of 121.5 ELTs. Kiefer says the Coast Guard recommends replacing older models with newer 406 megahertz devices. He says those units are being monitored by satellite, are more reliable than the 121.5 ELTs, and have a smaller chance of error.
The problem is, depends on which unit you get. They started at around $1,000 plus installation. So they're very expensive in comparison to the older units. And I don't know anybody that's got them here in Ketchikan, frankly. I know maybe some of the air taxis have them. Certainly the Alaska Airlines does have them. But they're so expensive for general aviation that I think people are slow to buying them.
Kiefer says because of the cost and difficulty in acquiring the 406 ELTs, many pilots will continue to use the older 121.5 ELTs. He says pilots should be aware that those units may turn on accidentally and drain the battery. In Ketchikan, I'm Maria Dudzak.